and I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The United Nations Food Agency is warning Sudan's warring parties that there is a serious risk of widespread starvation and death if they don't allow humanitarian aid into the vast western region. Details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Lenny Kensley, the World Food Program's regional spokesperson, said at least 1.7 million people in Darfur were experiencing emergency levels of hunger in December, and the number is expected to be much higher today. She told a virtual UN news conference from Nairobi that calls for humanitarian access to conflict hotspots in Sudan have never been more critical. Sudan plunged into chaos in mid-April 2023 when long simmering tensions between its military and paramilitary broke out into street battles in the capital. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin says Hamas does not appear poised to attack U.S. forces who are building a pier off the coast of Gaza to deliver aid to the war-torn strip by sea. The comments come about a week after a mortar attack targeted the pier site but resulted in no injuries. VOA's Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb has the details.
As the U.S.-made pier off the Gazan coast nears completion, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says he does not see signs that the militant group Hamas will attack the American troops constructing it to bring more aid into Gaza.
I don't see any indications currently that there is an active intent to do that.
The U.S. has security in place to keep American troops protected, and Israel also has vowed to protect those forces. The U.S. and other nations have airdropped food to Palestinians in Gaza, but aid organizations say the amount parachuting in is severely insufficient. Once operational, the new pier will bring dozens of truckloads of aid into the strip each day. Carla Babb, VOA News, the Pentagon.
This is VOA News. The latest global press freedom rankings from media watchdog Reporters Without Borders present a discouraging picture, including a lack of political will to defend a free press. Afghanistan, Argentina, and even the U.S. are among the countries to fall in rankings. For VOA, Christina Casiero-Smith has the story.
Media watchdog Reporters Without Borders echoes this sentiment in its newly released 2024 Press Freedom Index, which finds that threats from governments are the biggest challenge to journalism. Moscow's tight grip on media since its invasion of Ukraine keeps Russia low on the index. In the U.S., a police raid of a Kansas newsroom, hostile rhetoric and arrest of journalists covering protests led to the country's dropping 10 places in the 2024 index. Afghanistan fell 26 places to the third worst in the world for press freedom. China, too, remains near the bottom. Even Norway and Ireland, which have historically good records, saw a drop in the rankings. Cristina Caicedo-Smith, VOA News.
London takes center stage as the counting of votes is underway in the capital city's mayoral contest. Sadiq Khan, the Labour Party mayor, who is chasing a historic third straight election win, had been widely expected to win easily. But there are some concerns that the race may be tighter than previously thought. Overall, the results of Thursday's array of local elections cemented expectations that the Labour Party will return to power after 14 years in a UK general election that will take place in the coming months. Mexican authorities found three bodies on Friday in the state capital of Baja, in the state of Baja California, where an American and two Australian tourists were reported missing, according to three sources with knowledge of the investigation. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang has the details.
The three men, Australian brothers Callum and Jake Robinson and American Carter Rhodes, were in their early 30s. They were on vacation surfing in Ensenada, about 90 minutes south of the U.S.-Mexico border, and authorities say were last seen on April 27th. Tents and a burnt white pickup truck were also found in the area. Baja California is one of Mexico's most violent states, although tourist areas like Ensenada are considered safer.
Ryan Chang from Reuters. South Sudan has removed recently imposed taxes and fees that had triggered the suspension of UN food airdrops. Thousands of people in the country depend on aid from the outside. However, the government on Friday said it was keeping charges on services rendered by firms contracted by the UN peacekeeping mission in South Sudan. The United Nations had warned that suspending food aid deliveries would affect 135,000 people by May. The new taxes had applied to charges for electronic cargo tracking, security escort fees, and fuel. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.